The charity Guide Dogs My Guide scheme provides trained volunteers to help people with their mobility goals, and for one man it has been literally life-changing. Alan Morris is from Barry in South Wales, and he joins me now with his My Guide buddy Peter Atwell. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Barry.
Now, Alan, if we can just take you back, can you tell us a little bit about your life, please, and how you lost your sight?
My life has been a bit upside down, but I grew up in Barry all my life. Left school, worked in asbestos works for a bit, left there and worked on pilot boats, left there to become a baker.
Jack of all trades, Alan.
Yeah, left there then to become a labourer. And then I left there to join the TA.
And you were involved in the TA for a number of years as well?
Yeah, from 83 to 87.
Okay.
That was a great time, had some great fun. Then I left, took another job then as security. Then to Dorman.
And that's when the attack happened.
And that's when this happened. I was actually attacked at 6:30 in the morning by some druggie who put a bottle of wine which he'd stole from Tesco's and put the bottle of it in my only good eye. Hence why I'm blind now.
You were saying your one good eye. So yeah. Did you always have sight problems with the other?
Yeah, I got a false eye in my left eye, which he knew about anyway.
And from the moment you went to hospital, was the vision gone in that eye?
I knew the vision had gone in that eye straight away, instantly. Which I don't know if your listeners, blind listeners, are tuned into this, but I still cannot accept the fact that I am blind. I tell people I'm not blind, I just can't see, which is holding me back. I know that myself, for moving on. As soon as I accepted the fact that I am blind, you know, and I do need all the help that's available from wherever it comes from, actually. Some people who I've talked to with blind veterans, it takes them a couple of years. Some people, they never accept it.
So tell me what it was like from the next day forward. You went through some tough times, didn't you?
I didn't want to live at all. Even my sister said to my nephew, I've got to go and help my brother, meaning to myself in. My whole world had been taken away from me. 9 weeks before the assault, my wife passed away. September after that, my son lost a baby. So it wasn't a very good few years. Things are still very difficult. Then I joined Blind Veterans UK, which brought me forward. And then I joined the Guide Dogs. And ever since then, I haven't looked back.
When did you first get involved with the charity Guide Dogs?
My cane trainer, Angela Edmonds, is retired now. She put me in touch with Guide Dogs.
How long was this after the attack?
It was about 8 months, 9 months after the attack.
So was that the first sight loss charity you were involved with after it happened?
Yes, because when I lost my sight, I always thought there was just the RNIB and use your white cane and see you later. Yeah, but then...
Can you tell us about the My Guide scheme and what it means to you?
The My Guide scheme, to me, it's been life-changing because sometimes I could be sat in the house for 2 weeks without going outside the door. So if Peter didn't call once a week, I might not see anybody at all. So the service that they provide is invaluable. It changes people's lives. Helps you communicate with public. Peter describes my whole surroundings, which I may emphasise, is very, very important to know exactly where you are at all times.
Sure.
Because if Peter collapsed, or I collapsed, I used to be a first aider anyway, so I know what to do. I just got to find him when he's on the floor. Peter describes everything to me.
Can you tell the listeners, Alan, what sort of things you and your guide Peter get up to?
Oh, me and Peter, we have lots of fun. We go for a walk by the Island Beach, go and sit in Marco's cafe, hence where they filmed Gavin and Stacey.
I was going to ask you about that, Alan. Yeah, Barry is famous, obviously, for being the set of Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. The house I used for Gavin and Stacey was my friend's grandmother's. And it is literally 400 yards away from where we are now.
So how long have you and Peter been together?
Just over 2 years, I think.
And also, What do you use for an aid, Alan? Obviously, you are waiting for a guide dog, aren't you?
Yes, I use a cane at the moment. I'm having guide dog training through guide dogs. I have a lady called Michelle who comes out twice a week. To get a guide dog, they require three different routes to take. So I go from like my house to the shop. Once I've mastered that one, then I'll go from my house to my sister's. Once I've mastered that, I'll go to my house, down to my mate's house. Once I've mastered that, I go for, I believe it's a 2-week intensive training course with guide dogs.
Okay.
And hopefully then, if I pass that, I'll come home with a dog.
Are you looking forward to that?
You know, Barry, to have a dog would be the icing on the cake for me. It would give me my own independence back, my own self-esteem, if you like.
Yeah.
Security as well.
More friendship too.
Continuous companionship. It's a loyal companionship with a dog. He'll never let you down.
No, that's
not
so
like,
true.
Not like a woman.
We've had guide dogs in the office. We've only got one at the moment, but it really makes coming to work fun, having a dog running around the office. It definitely does.
Yeah.
Alan, what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future, well, at the moment, even though it's been 5 years, I've cancelled the first two because of medication. But my plans for the future now, I don't think I intend to go back to work full-time. But becoming a member of Blind Veterans, I've decided to become a volunteer for Blind Veterans.
Fantastic charity.
Yeah,
How long have you been involved with them?
I've been involved with Blind Veterans now for just over 2.5 years. What they've done for me is phenomenal. I do archery, rock climbing, horse riding, paddle boarding, tandem bike riding. This year I'll be doing the longest wire in Europe, whitewater rafting, hopefully. The list goes on.
From listening to the stuff you're doing there with Peter and also with Blind Veterans, you sound busier than ever, Alan.
Yeah, I am busier than ever. And, you know, a guy down Blind Veterans called Billy Baxter.
Yes, we've interviewed Billy on the station before.
Yeah, well, I intend to beat Billy's land speed record.
Oh, really? That's a bold statement, but I'm really pleased to hear you say that.
Yeah, which I think at the moment stands at 165.8. Everything Billy did to ride again, I'm copycatting. So I've got a lot to step up to.
Well, it sounds a fantastic goal.
If it weren't for, Peter and Blind Veterans and members of my family, I definitely would not be here today.
And also the fact with Peter, he was just to be your guide, but it's more than that, isn't it? It's a real friendship forming.
Yeah, it starts off as a guide. I think my exact words to Peter, the first time we went out, we were nervous, obviously. So I just said to him, see the rule book, throw it out the window.
Yeah.
We don't need the rule book. Yeah.
So I'm also joined by Alan's My Guide buddy, Peter Atwell. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Barry.
Can you just tell me how you got involved in this and how you met up with Alan?
Yeah, well, I'm a retired guy, retired down to the sea in Barry Island. And I was reading the paper one day and I saw this, which caught my eye. The guide dogs over at Cardiff were, you know, looking to recruit sighted guides to help people out. And I was really taken with that. And I made a phone call, got hold of a guy who interviewed me on the phone. And he was obviously suitably impressed and wanted to meet me. So we met up and the training occurred fairly shortly after that. And obviously my obligations and safeguarding and what was in it for me and so on and so forth. And I couldn't wait to get out there. And I haven't looked back. And once I've met Alan and we'd had the call afterwards to see if we were compatible, and both of us put our hands up and said, yes, we'd like to take it further. Alan and I couldn't wait to get out with each other. And as Alan said to you a little while ago, it was very nervous times, those first few outings. And we did follow the rule book to a point. But obviously the rule book is for interpretation. And Alan and I, yes, we follow the rules. We respect safeguarding, et cetera, et cetera. But we have banter. We have no time limits. We do it when we can. We're very flexible. Alan's very flexible. And we just go out. And if Alan needs help with his cane training, if he needs help and support with guide dog training, if he wants to go for a walk on the beach, if he wants to walk in the local country park, I'm there for him. That's why Alan and I get on. I think there's a respect, a mutual respect and understanding.
How often do you meet up?
We meet up once a week. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, but on average it's once a week.
And what kind of change have you noticed in Alan?
Basically, I've seen him flourish. I've seen him come out of himself quite a bit. And I've had respect from the family as well. The family have been extremely respectful to me. I don't feel I'm intruding. They always welcome me. And I've had messages from the family to say that they actually have seen their dad or granddad, etc., improve in his outlook to life. He's much more chirpy, especially when he knows that I'm coming around. There's so much benefit from this sighted guide and just us getting together. It is quite amazing to see how he's changed.
What advice would you give anyone that's considering signing up to be a guide?
Do the training. Have respect for the trainer. Don't question the trainers. They really do know what they're talking about. They've been through it. They've been trained exceedingly well themselves. And when you meet somebody, don't jump into it, but have open eyes. I know that's a bit ironic to say that, but have open eyes. I went and met Alan, and we were only there for half an hour. But in that half an hour, I had to make a decision whether I wanted to pursue helping him. And I made that decision, and I've got no regrets whatsoever.
It's been a real pleasure talking to both of you. Thanks to Peter and also to Alan. Alan, hopefully we'll get you back on if you are to take on the speed challenge. But in the meantime, thank you both very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
And if you are interested in becoming a sighted guide, you can contact Ian Coxon at Guide Dogs on 07-881-269-572. And you can also email ian.coxon@guidedogs.org.uk.